Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday, we release these special episodes that we're calling Classic Risk Singles. Each of these episodes features just one story from our earlier years. If you're new to Risk, you should know that the podcast can be very uncensored. This week, a story that was first shared on the podcast in June of 2012 by Kelly Dunham. Here's Kelly now with a story we call Batter Up.
I am a person with short hair, and people think that means that I like sports. In fact, I do not like sports. I don't know anything about sports. I don't know what season it is. You can talk to me for a long time about Yankee radio, and I'm just going to sit mute because I will have no idea how to respond to you. I am not into sports. And also, I like a difficult woman. That is what I like best in life. So I was working in the mid-2000s on the Philadelphia Dyke March, because that's what dykes do. We like to organize things instead of fucking. And there was a woman there. She had a little baseball cap, which I'm sure had some kind of sports team on it. And she would wear a wolf t-shirt, and she would wear a fanny pack. And sometimes she would eat hummus. And she would also attempt to flirt with me. I believe she even flirted with me once when she had hummus in her mouth. And I was flattered, because I'm flattered by all female attention. But I just kept thinking, honey, this will not work. You are too vanilla. You are not the right woman for me. So finally, after some time, she convinced me to go out on a date with her. And we went on the date to Applebee's. And then we went to see a movie afterwards. And I'm like 95% sure it was a Disney movie of some type. And I thought, this will not work. She is too vanilla. This is not the right woman for me. And then she kissed me on the way out, and I thought, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe we could even, maybe I could try. You know, I got that little tingling sensation. And then she got a phone call, and she said, oh, my uncle's gone into the hospital. I need to go help him. And I thought, oh, great. This will never work. She is too vanilla. This is not the right woman for me. She called me the next day and said, oh, man, Kel, I'm so sorry. It didn't work out last night. But you know what? Let's get together. I'm going to take my kids to the ball game. And I thought, So, I went along. And she loved it. It was actually one of those minor league games. She's like, oh, they have these great giveaways. And they give away the big foam number one. And they shoot t-shirts to the cannon. And they gave away these little tiny baseball bats. And as she was, like, totally elated to be in this, like, completely vanilla situation, I just thought, this will not work. She is too vanilla. This is not the right woman for me. So we got done, and she dropped off her kids, and she said, you know what, why don't I come over? And I thought, oh, what, to watch ESPN? This will not work. She is not the right woman. She is just too vanilla for me. So we were making out and taking off our clothes, and thank God then she finally took off her fanny pack, which I was so thrilled about, and I feel her turning me by my shoulders around, and I think, like, well, this is kind of interesting. And I feel this thing go over my eyes. And I realize as she pulls it tight that it's the t-shirt that had been shot out of the cannon at the minor league baseball game. And so she threw me across the bed with the t-shirt over my eyes. And I'm laying there with my legs splayed. And all of a sudden I feel something very cold and wet at the entrance of my ass. And I think, is Vanilla Lady going, is that, oh! And she fucked me up the ass so hard until I just begged her to stop. And as I'm laying, like, spent across, I think I'd fallen off the bed onto the floor. I'm laying, like, spent and just, like, completely in this, like, tight ball of pain and pleasure. She pulls the t-shirt off my eyes, and I look down and I realize what had she been fucking me with was that little tiny baseball bat from the minor league game. And I thought, huh, this might work. I don't think she's too vanilla. This might be the right woman for me. And we fucked for like 4 more years after that.
That is all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.